gave you a Bible, turn with us tonight to Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. The Bible says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. Amen. Don't that sound like the world today? Plumb slap full of foolishness. He says, the eye of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Thank God don't know about it. Said he's a-looking. Verse 4. He said, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Amen. So we look at this tonight, and it's pretty straightforward. It don't need a whole lot of elaboration. He said, a soft answer turneth away wrath. Have you ever noticed you can look at people and you talk to people and you can say something in a soft voice and it can be something even negative order and they'll just kind of look at you and grin. But you can say something nice in a nice order in a hateful voice and boy, you'll turn them off. Amen. They said a soft answer turneth away wrath. So even when people's mad at you and things going wrong, if we'll just take time to just stop for a second and just give a soft answer, it can change the whole situation. Amen? And God says, the old preacher says, you know what? He said, a soft answer turn away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. And we're living in an angry world. We're living in a world where people's just, they want to fight at the drop of a hat, and they'll throw the hat down. They'll be the first ones to knock it off. But we got to realize, praise God, that God's got some help for us if we'll take that help. He said, tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright. Amen. You can have all the knowledge in the world, but if we don't use it right, it won't help us a bit. But God gives us knowledge, and when we use it right, according to the will of God, amen, it makes a difference. And people can see that difference. They can see that it's coming from somewhere else other than from me and you. Amen. It's the knowledge of wisdom that God gives us. He said, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. It's everywhere. It's on every hand. Foolishness, foolish jestings. You can't drive down the road somebody giving you some kind of a gesture. Amen. Just because you're driving down the road. It's just the way it is. It's the society that we're living in. People are impatient. Amen. And they do all kinds of foolish things. But I want you to notice just here, the Bible says the eyes of the Lord are in every place. You know what? That ought to scare us to death today because God sees it all. Everything we do, everything we see, say God sees it. And He's looking down on it and He's evaluating every bit of that. God help us tonight to do those things that's pleasing to God. Amen? But he said, he goes on, he said, beholding the evil and the good. I want to say we're living in a world tonight, there's a whole lot of wickedness. But I want to say in the midst of a whole lot of wickedness, praise God, there's still a whole lot of good. There may be a lot of people today around us that want to just cut off mankind, write off humanity, write off our children, our grandchildren. But praise God, I want to say there's still a whole lot of good in them. Amen. They still a good God of glory that wants to help each and every one of us to help them. Amen. So even in the midst of this evil and wickedness of this world, we see the good. And he said, goes on, and he said, a wholesome tongue. Now this is the verse I want to use right here, verse 4. He says, this wholesome, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Now, in this wholesome tongue, we see in wholesomeness, we think of something that promotes the good. Wholesomeness is something that's good. Wholesomeness is something that's healthy. Amen? Wholesomeness is something that'll encourage and lift up and help us along the way, that we might be an encouragement and never a discouragement. Amen? I'm a preacher to me tonight. I told Brother Jeff I was going down the road from visiting last night and I passed him down here and he called me and he said, you didn't even wait. I said, I didn't see you. I was preaching to myself. Amen? Amen! Praise God, I was a preacher. You say, well, creek preacher, you're crazy. No, I said, hey, I need it just as much as you do. But he said, praise God, when we get to the healthy place in our life, amen. He said that wholesome tongue is a tree of life. When we settle, listen to me, church, tonight, when we settle in our hearts and our mind, praise God, and we could try to put out more positive than we do negative, things begin to change. Amen? Negativity's everywhere. You get that by a dime a dozen. But positive influence, praise God, it's hard to find. Amen. Hey, say amen or oh me. Amen. And he said, and perverseness. See, we see this. He said, and perverseness. He said, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Perverseness, it affects our disposition. How we leave and how we love and how people perceive us. Amen? Yeah, I won't say that. It does make a difference. He said it, but perverseness. Amen? He said that's when we act in opposition to what we know is right. Huh? I'm afraid a whole lot of people, even Christian people today, that we act in opposition to what we know is right. Amen? Contrary to ourselves, what's proper? Amen? So we have that breach. And God says He looks the good, He sees the evil, and He sees the good. So what we need to do, praise God, tonight, we just need to separate out the bad and separate out the good and, praise God, decide to go with the side that's on the good. Amen. So I want to preach to you just a little bit tonight, and I'm going to go real quick on this thought. No more bad words. Amen? Tonight I want to preach just a little while on this thought. No more bad words. What are we going to do? We're going to learn to take them out of our vocabulary that we don't ever use them again. I bet somebody said, praise the Lord, I finally quit cussing. Amen. Tara's grinning at me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I get rid of this once and for all. Finally, the preacher's going to help me. Amen. I'm just a kid. but I want to preach on that just a little while. It's got to be our help tonight. No more bad words. Amen. You know your words will even prevail to the good or they'll prevail to the bad. They'll either call somebody to be encouraged or they'll cause them to be discouraged. They just will. That's what they'll either build up or they'll tear down. Amen. But he said that we can eliminate some of these words that's in our life, praise God, so that they won't affect us in a negative way. What I want to be, when I preach tonight, no more bad words. I want to preach on those that we say all the time, amen, because we don't believe who God is. We don't believe that God can give us the help and He can do for us what we can't do for ourselves. We struggle so many times and say, you know, oh goodness, it just ain't, there's no way possible. Why do we sell God short? Look, my Bible says that God, there's nothing impossible with God. Here we go again, taking Him and putting Him in a little old box. Say, well, Lord, you can't handle this when it's too big for you. You must have an itty bitty God. Because what I serve, praise God, is able. But when we begin to eliminate some of these words out of our life, God will begin to help us when we begin to realize and recognize who He is. The first word we need to realize tonight is the word can't. Amen? The first word we realize tonight is the word can't. If we ain't very careful, we get caught up in can't, and can't never did do nothing. Amen? But we get caught up and can't. Well, I can't do this and I can't do that. It's just not possible. But I can't. But praise God, I'm serving a God tonight that can. Amen. When the whole world says, well, it can't happen, it's not possible. Praise God, I want to say, God said it can. We're living a day in a world of vileness is on every hand, we've already said. But praise God, I want to say God even is in control of all that. So we say, oh, well, I can't. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, Philippians 4, 13, the Bible says this, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Amen. I want to say we need to lose that word can't. We need to lose that word I can't. We need to lose that. We need to get rid of it. We need to put that plumb away from our vocabulary and realize, praise God, when that thought starts to come in our mind, we said, praise the Lord. God can.
Amen.
Amen. When people say, well, you can't do that. Say, no, but God can.
Amen. Amen.
When you can't get control of your life. No, but God can.
Amen.
Amen. You can't. I know, but God can.
Amen.
When we can, the can't, praise God, we'll be excited about the Lord.
Amen.
We get rid of that word can't. Can't has no place in our vocabulary. Amen. As a child of God, say, I can because He said I could. He said, through Jesus Christ, I can do all things.
Amen.
There's nothing that you can't do. There's nothing that you can't overcome. There's nothing that you can't handle, praise God, because God said that He'd help you, and you can. There's nothing we face that's too big for God.
Amen.
Amen. Word number one, can't. It's gone. Amen. I want you to think every time you start saying, well, I can't. Hey, you young people, when you start saying, well, Mama, Daddy, I can't. You say, well, no, I ain't going to say that because God can.
Amen.
God can. Amen. The next word we need to look at is never. Can't. Never. Amen. We get caught and say, well, you know, that's never going to happen. Hey, they're never going to get saved. They're never going to get, I'm never going to be able to do better. Huh? I'm never going to have satisfaction. I'm never going to get joy back in my life. We need to get rid of that word, but never. In Mark chapter 9 and verse 23, the Bible says this, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Amen. He said, hey, quit saying never. Amen. Never should never be a part of our vocabulary.
Amen.
We should say, Lord, you know what? I know that you can all things. If you can only believe, praise God, all things are possible with God. We right here in this church, we've prayed and prayed, and the world told us, well, you know, such and such down the road, they'll never get saved. You ever heard that? Hey, I've heard people say that about me. That little old boy meaner than a snake, he'll never get right.
Amen.
Praise God, but one night, on a Wednesday night, in 1976, praise God, I never, praise God, I went away and it happened.
Amen.
We should never say never. Because God says as long as we can believe. If we've got faith, as much as a grain of mustard seed, we can say in this mountain, hey, be ye removed and cast into the depths of the sea. And praise God, He said, if you believe, it'll be gone.
Amen.
Gone, praise God, out of the way. He said, if we have just a little faith, if we believe God.
Amen.
So we should never say can't. We should never say never. Because when we do that, we're limiting God. I've told you the story. My cousin Rufus, he's been here. We prayed for him for 30 years or more, I guess. I know I prayed for him for 30 years that God would save him.
Amen.
On Christmas, praise God. I guess what, been 6-7 years ago? Be 7 years this coming Christmas. Amen. Right before Christmas, I went down there talking to him, and I he had done some work for me, owed him a little money, went down there to give it to him, standing around the farm. He was working on an old car, and he come over and he said, hey, I got some questions. Praise be to God. He want some answers. He want to know want about God Almighty. Amen. God moved in, and the whole world said, he'll never get in. He's wicked and vile. But praise God, on that Christmas just a few years ago, he got saved. Praise God. Still in there for the Lord.
Amen.
Never say never. Don't give the devil that victory.
Amen.
Because we're limiting God. You see how we need to have faith? And when we don't have faith, Brother Jesse, we're limiting God. Amen. When you get out there in the field, you get there in the Air Force, wherever they put you, amen, don't you ever say, well, I'll never be able to get through this. Because God's right there. Because He promised He'd never leave you nor forsake you. That's why we got to just stay close to Him. Praise God. Have faith and believe in Him. Never say never. Praise the Lord. Can't quit. Can't say never. You can't say can't. You can't say never. And you can't quit. Amen. We can't quit. We need to get rid of that word, quit. Hear it all the time. Well, I'm going to quit. I hear it all the time. You're the pastor of church. They might every time you walk by say, preacher, I'm about ready to quit. I want to resign my position. You know what I want to say, Brother Jeff? I do too. Amen. I want to quit too. But you know why I don't? Because God said, there's no place to quit. When I look at my Savior, praise God, He climbed up Calvary's hill. Praise God, He never found no place to quit. We ought to get rid of that word quit, praise God, and go on for the glory of God. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, the Bible says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Praise God. I believe God. Do you believe God tonight? He said, praise God, if you quit saying quit and just press on for the good cause of Christ, praise God, there ain't going to be a reaping day. Amen. Praise God, there ain't going to be a reward day in glory. Just live for Jesus. Get rid of these bad words out of our vocabulary. Never say, Lord, I'm going to quit. Never say, Pastor, I'm going to quit. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm never giving up on my Lord. Because he said, let us not be weary in well-doing. You know, you can get weary even in well-doing. Amen. But he said, praise God, because of what Jesus done us on Calvary. He said, for by grace you're saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it's a gift of God. Not a worse, lest any man should boast. But said, we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. Brother Rex, I can't find no in there where he made a provision to quit. Amen. Once we got started. Amen. He said, hey, listen, we just need to forget about the quitting. Old fellow said one time, he said, I'm just going to quit. Said the Lord spoke to his heart, said, you ain't got started yet. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're only getting started. Praise God. We ought to be shouting. We're on the tail end of something big. Amen. Praise God. They's fixing something happen in this world. Praise God. That this world's never known. There's going to be a trump and a shout in a few days. Praise God. God's people's going to say adios. Amen. And we're going to leave this old mess with. What if we quit? What if we quit? What if we get weary and well-doing? What if we drop out? What if we become a shipwreck? Paul said, oh, Lord God, please help me not to become shipwrecked. You know what he was saying? Please help me not to quit. Amen. Not to be weary and well-doing. And Paul was one they took out and stoned him, left him for dead. Him old boys come out there boo-hoo-hooing. Oh, goodness, Paul's dead. Old Paul shook it off like he did that old serpent in the fire. He said, boys, what's going on here? They said, oh, we thought you was dead. He said, get in there and preach, boys. Don't quit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Said, we need to get rid of that word out of our vocabulary. No place to quit. You say, well, preacher, it's the next word. You say, well, preacher, this other bad word, this other, you say, preacher, it's just so depressing. I'm just so depressed, Lord. I'm so depressed, preacher. I just can't seem to get past the depression, the anguish of this old world is dragging me down. God's got a remedy for that too. He said, forget about being depressed. Amen. You know what God says tonight about that? He said, you ain't got time for depression. Amen. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4, the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Amen. Praise God. When depression comes, when you feel like quitting, when you feel like saying never, when you feel like saying I can't, praise God, just say, you know what? I'm just going to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Because even when I can't, praise God, He can. Amen. Praise God, I'm not looking to the past, I'm looking to the future. Praise the Lord, I'm going to rejoice today. Praise God, looking for a better tomorrow. Amen. Need to get past being depressed. Depression will bring you down. My family doctor, he told me one time, I think he was serious. He said, "Preacher, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe the preachers I'm treating for depression. They're depressed, they're discouraged." Amen. Praise the Lord. I said, "They need Philippians 4:4. Amen. He said, "Well, what's that?" I said, "Rejoice." Amen. And again, I say, just rejoice. Praise God. Amen. The journey's almost over. Amen. Amen. No place to be depressed. Sure, we get discouraged. Amen. Surely we get aggravated. Surely we get frustrated. But praise God, press on. Depression shouldn't be a part of our vocabulary. One of them bad words. Amen. That we should hate. Amen. Praise the Lord. But another word that shouldn't be in our vocabulary is hate. Amen. We need to get rid of that word hate out of our vocabulary. Hate shouldn't be a part of a child of God. There's no place for hate unless it's Brussels sprouts. Amen. You may say, "Well, I hate Brussels sprouts." That may be all right because I don't like them either. Amen. My grandma Massey used to like them. She'd put them things out. She could fix good stuff. She put them things down. She said, "Don't you love them Brussels sprouts?" I said, "No, Mama, I don't even like them." Amen. They're bad. I didn't. I eat them now. But you still wouldn't. My wife made me eat a lot of stuff. Stuff I used to hate, praise God. And I began to try it a little bit, and I began to realize I liked it. You know, I won't say God's Word's the same way. God's the same. There's a lot of things, praise God, this old flesh used to hate. But praise God, when I tried them, when I tasted a little bit, I found out it was good. It may be a little bit better to my stomach when I first take it in, praise God. But out of a little bit of repentance, praise God, comes the good things. Amen. I used to be like a lot of people. Say, "Boy, I hate that old preacher. He knows it. Who's been telling him on me?" Yeah, I used to say, "Man, somebody's been telling old Brother Donald on me." And every time I come in here, he plows right down my road. I thought it was my wife for a while. I thought she's calling that preacher up telling him about me. Huh? I realized, praise God, he didn't have to have her come. He had a direct line. Amen. It was God, Word of God, praise God, that was that. Praise God, I used to hate that, but now I love Holy Ghost preaching. Amen. I like it, praise God, when they plow my road. I like it when they preach it straight. Amen. Praise the Lord, I like it when they preach it straight. Used to hate some of that stuff, praise God, now I love it. Keeps me on the right path. Praise the Lord, I need that too. Amen. He said, hate. He says in Romans 5:5, he said, "The hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts." Now listen to this. "By the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Amen. The whole lot of the things I used to hate, praise God, he said, been turned into love. You know what happened? Holy Ghost of God exchanged them. Amen. Holy Ghost of God moved in. He took that much of junk, took it out there and said, "I want to give this, praise God. Ain't got no room for it. I want to change it so I can put some other stuff in." Amen. Hate had to go. Hate is a word we should never have in our vocabulary. Amen. Praise the Lord. They talk about this mess going on now, and they talk about these hate crimes. Amen. They suppose hate crimes that's in this world. They blame wickedness on a flag and everything else. It's not that. It's just wickedness. It's wicked people. It's sinfulness. Amen. The only way, I've got a cure for that. It's Holy Ghost conversion. Amen. Change them, praise God. Gets the hate out of their hearts. Gives them love. Praise the Lord. So what word we need to get rid of? I'm trying to hurry. What word do we get rid of? Hate. Should be a part of our vocabulary. Should be one of them bad words. Another bad word we need to get rid of is doubt. Amen. Need to get rid of doubt. Doubt will cause us to doubt. Hey, when we begin to doubt God, we begin to doubt people, we begin to doubt church, we begin to doubt our salvation. Amen. Doubt is something that the devil used, praise God, to keep us tore up all the time. But praise God, there's no room for doubt. Amen. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, the Bible says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." He said, when we begin to listen to God, did you hear me? I said, when we begin to listen to God, amen, to hear what He's saying. He said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. When God begins, it takes away those doubts. When we begin to get the truth, praise God, truth sets you free, and there's no room for doubt. Amen. The doubt's gone. We don't have no place in our vocabulary for doubt. Amen. Doubt should be gone forever and ever. Amen. Doubt in our life, praise God, we're putting our faith, listen to me, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is our, He is that one, the author and finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the start and He's the finish. Amen. Read in your hearing a minute ago, Psalms 24. Praise God, He's the author of starting it in your soul. Praise God, the works in your life. And praise God, He's going to finish it at the gates of glory. And what we got to do, we got to get rid of the doubt. We got to listen to God, that God says He loves us and He's going to take care of us. Amen. Get rid of the doubt. Amen. Cast it out and trust the Lord. Amen. And faith, because God said so. God can't lie. Amen. God is absolute truth. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. So He can't lie. Amen. I'm going to give you one more. This is an important one. And I'm done. Give you one more. When we look around and we say, oh goodness, I'm broke. Have you ever done that? Come to the end of the week, the bills is due, and you paid the bills, and by Friday night after you sit down and wrote them out, show, honey, we're broke. I ain't got nothing left. I want to say, praise God, that should never be in the vocabulary of a child of God. Amen. You should never look at your spouse and say, honey, we're broke. Amen. Because there's no place for that word in a child of God. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Don't you ever look around anymore and say, I'm broke. Praise God. If you do, you're lying. Amen. Because He said, praise God, God will supply all your need according to the riches in heaven. There's no place for broke in our vocabulary. Amen. As long as we've got God, we've got riches untold. We've got a Heavenly Father, praise God, it's on our side. He's watching over us. He's keeping us. He's supplying our needs. When we get rid of the doubt and we start trusting Him. Amen. We don't need to be looking around and saying, you know what, I'm broke. Lord, I'm broke. I ain't got nothing. You know how we throw our little pity party? I work so hard for that. Amen. Scrounge, work 14, 15 hours a day. Try to make all I could and can all I got. Still ain't got enough. Oh, honey, we're broke. Amen. He said, you're not broke. He said, because God Almighty has made you a promise to supply all your need. Amen. He said, well, preacher, it just seems like it ain't there. Praise God, maybe because we're looking in the wrong place. Amen. Because we come to heart and say, one of these bad words, say, well, we're broke. And I tell you what, as long as we've got God, we're never broke. Amen. As long as we got God, we've always got riches and glory. Amen. And when we trust in the Lord, I'm not saying go out here and not be a good steward. I'm saying, well, the Bible tells us we got to be a good steward. Amen. Common sense tells you if your cupboards is getting bare and the peanut butter jar's empty, amen, it's time to go to the store. Amen. When we see the summer's going and the leaves are changing, praise God, and we realize that the winters are coming on, praise the Lord, it's time to be chopping some wood. Amen. God expects us to take responsibility for ourselves. Amen. But He said we should never say we're broke because we've always got the riches of God. He'll allow us to get out and do that we need to do for His glory. Amen. And at the end of the day, praise the Lord, you know what we do? We just rejoice. And then again, I say rejoice. Praise the Lord. I wonder what the devil do, Brother Jeff, as them bills come and the funds wasn't there to pay them. And I'm saying we ought to be good stewards. We ought to pay our bills. You ought to go out and get more debt and buy more things than you got money to pay for. But sometimes situations happen. I wonder what happened if the bills come in and something happened. We didn't have enough money to pay one of them, and we just put it on the table, and you and your wife said, you know what? I'm just going to trust in the riches of God, amen, and just dance around that thing and just praise God and rejoice how God is so good.
Amen.
I wonder what God do with that. Amen. I believe that'd make news over in glory.
Amen.
He said, how do you know? Because Jesus was standing there one day, and the Bible says there was a little old widow lady. Amen. Coming there to the treasury, and in that maybe a big old iron pot there, and these Pharisees and the scribes had been coming through there with their money, you know, and flipping it out there where everybody could see all that they had. You know, their big old wads of dough, flipping through it, letting everybody see, and fluffing it down into that pot. But Jesus was sitting there watching all that. You don't think He sees? But there's a little old widow woman, praise God, and she come in and had one little old widow's mite. She walked over there to the pot and kind of looked around, see if anybody's looking. She said, maybe just slip that thing in there. Amen. Hey, maybe nobody's seen it at all. But Jesus said, hey, you see that little old widow woman there? Praise God. He said, hey, listen, folks, she doesn't give all than all of, more than all of you. He said, well, preacher, she's broke. You know, she give all her living. She's broke. No. Praise God. The God of glory doesn't recognize, and the riches of glory is bestowed upon her.
Amen.
Amen. She's definitely not broke. I guarantee you she never went to bed hungry. Amen. Because the good God of glory doesn't recognize, realize her heart. Amen. Listen, youngins, never say that we're broke. Amen. That's what word we ought to never say. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Hey, we have all we need if we got the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So these are some things. These are bad words tonight. We ought to just get rid of. We ought to never say can't. We ought to never say never. We ought to never say quit. We ought to never say that we're depressed. It's hard to be depressed when you're rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. We should never say hate. We should never doubt. And we should never, because we're never broke, we should never say broke. Amen. We ought to just say God is good all the days of our life. Amen. And I will rejoice in the Lord forever. Amen. Praise the Lord.